This dialogue has a title, Homer's Poetic Justice. My dialogue with you will be about Homeric poetry, about concepts of justice as represented by Homeric poetry, and from justice we will consider morality in general, and more specifically the idea of law in the ancient Greek city, which was the focus of ancient Greek civilization. What is it about? What is at stake? A good way to start is for me to think of the film Civil Action, where a personal injury lawyer starts the narrative with a voiceover that talks about what is the price of a human life. And he's saying in the voiceover that for a 40-year-old man, it's one price. For, let's say, a 20-year-old woman, it's another price. For a child, it's still another price, the lowest of them all. And then at the end, after a lot of process, after a lot of experience, and our trial lawyer is now bankrupt, and he sees things perhaps in a different way, he is asked by the judge in a bankruptcy hearing what he is worth, to which the personal injury lawyer doesn't have an answer anymore. And then he's prodded by the judge, you know, the things you measure life by. In a sense, the dialogue that I want to have with you is about the things you measure life by as viewed through the lens of Homeric poetry in particular and Greek civilization in general. We will be using a beautiful translation by Samuel Butler with some modifications, one of which is that we will leave some of the key words of Greek civilization untranslated. And in the course of our dialogue, I will try to explain the meanings and the context of these key words. Many of them have to do with precisely this big question, perhaps the biggest question of them all. What is the value of a human life? The camera of Homeric narrative zooms in on a small picture within the big picture in scroll 18. As we begin to read this particular passage in scroll 18, as revealed by the Homeric vision, the Homeric camera, as it were, we see not just the world, we see the personal world of the greatest hero of the Iliad, Achilles. It is a Greek poetic custom to represent the hero's subjective world as a set of pictures represented right on the surface of the shield of the warrior hero. In the personal world of Achilles, as reflected by the shield of Achilles, we see essentially nothing less than a picture of the whole world. So here's this picture of a microcosm reflecting the macrocosm of Greek civilization. And on this picture, as the camera zooms in further, we see that there are two parts of the world. One is a city at peace, and the other a city at war. Now let's let the camera zoom in even more closely at a scene that is taking place within the city at peace. In this centerpiece, there is a plaintiff and there is a defendant. And there's a scene of litigation. And the litigation is being judged by an inner circle of elders and an outer circle of general population. In the actual litigation, the defendant is claiming the right, yes, I said right, to pay full compensation for the death of a man. The narrative leaves it anonymous who the man is, let alone who the plaintiff and the defendant are. On the other hand, the plaintiff is claiming the right to refuse absolutely any compensation for this death. As we start reading more closely, we will see from this totality of the narrative that we can actually identify who the plaintiff is and who the defendant is, and even who the dead man is, these anonymous characters. A better way to put it is that the microcosm of the Shield of Achilles, this little picture within the big picture, which is the Iliad, will actually help us understand the big moral, juridical, and legal issues of the Iliad, and thereby give us a sense of the values of Greek civilization with specific reference to the big question, perhaps the biggest question of them all, what is the price of a human life? As we move from this central scene in the picture that is on the Shield of Achilles in scroll 18 to the very beginning of the Iliad, we will try to use this one picture as a microcosm for coming to terms with the big picture that is the Iliad, as we start at the very beginning. The very first word of the Iliad is menin. That's a word that means anger, supernatural anger. And this one word essentially says everything that the Iliad is about. As we will see when we read on and we keep reapplying the picture of the microcosm on the Shield of Achilles, the anger of Achilles, as heralded at the very beginning of the Iliad, has a lot to do with what is at stake in the litigation scene in the picture on the Shield of Achilles. So the first word, menin, or as we refer to it when we look it up in a dictionary, menis, is a supernatural kind of anger that is experienced by the central hero of the Iliad. It is described as a baneful anger, and one that caused countless sufferings for the Achaeans, who are the Greeks of the heroic age. Here's the way it sounds in the original Greek. Menin aeda thea peleia jo achilleos, ulomenein he myria chaios arge etheka. Sing to me, goddess, about the anger of Achilles, son of Peleus, the baneful anger that caused countless hurt and suffering for the Achaeans. In these two verses of the Iliad, the very first two verses of the entire 15,000-line epic, we see in capsule form the plot outline of the entire project. In the process that we see in the litigation scene, in the middle of the Iliad, in scroll 18, we see essentially the same agenda, but the perspectives are different. In one case, when we read through the Iliad in all of its parts, from the beginning to the end, we're moving in a linear fashion. When we look at the litigation scene pictured on the Shield of Achilles, we're looking at the same agenda in a circular fashion. The great German humanist of the 18th century, G.E. Lessing, wrote a beautiful essay on the limits of art, the limitations of art, and even the definition of art, with specific reference to the Shield of Achilles and the fact that poetry is capturing what the picture captures. This interweaving of poetry and painting, words and pictures, will give us a very good handle for understanding the big issues of the Iliad.